Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Monday, April 22nd. On today's show, President Senega embarks on his first visit abroad and Kishida discusses the firm relationship between Japan and the U.S. in the summit talks. Plus, stay tuned for more news from China. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. I apologize for the confusion, but it seems there may have been an error in the input provided. The closing and opening sentences do not appear to be directly related or form a coherent narrative. Perhaps we could try again with a complete closing sentence and an opening sentence on the same topic so I can better assist in creating a smooth transition between the two. I'm happy to help further if you can provide me with a clearer set of sentences to work with. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida reported on the results of his visit to the United States as a state guest at a plenary session of the House of Representatives on April 18th. Regarding the summit meeting with U.S. President Biden, Kishida stated that the two countries confirmed they are global partners based on an unprecedentedly solid relationship of trust, with deep trust and multi-layered friendly relations. After hearing the report, the ruling and opposition parties questioned Kishida and others on issues such as strengthening Japan-U.S. defense cooperation and foreign policy.
The joint statement issued after the Japan-U.S. summit clearly mentioned revising the command and control framework between the self-defense forces and the U.S. forces stationed in Japan to strengthen cooperation. It also stated that the two countries will promote cooperation on new technologies such as semiconductors and artificial intelligence, or AI. This was the first time in 9 years that a Japanese prime minister visited the United States as a state guest, with the last being former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
This visit and the agreements reached seem to represent a significant strengthening of the already close alliance between Japan and the United States. The focus on defense cooperation and coordination on critical technologies like semiconductors and AI appears to be a response to the changing geopolitical landscape in Asia.
Absolutely. The explicit mention of revising military command and control frameworks indicates Japan and the U.S. are preparing to work together even more closely from an operational standpoint, and the emphasis on semiconductors and AI cooperation reflects the growing competition with China in these strategic sectors that are seen as critical to economic and military competitiveness going forward.
How significant is it that Kishida was received as a state guest? What does that level of reception indicate about the priority the U.S. is placing on the relationship?
A state visit is the highest level of diplomatic reception. So this demonstrates that strengthening ties with Japan is a top priority for the Biden administration. The fact that Kishida is only the second Japanese leader to be granted this honor in nearly a decade underscores the growing importance of the alliance at a time of increasing tensions with China and instability in the region. It sends a clear signal that the U.S. views Japan as its most critical partner in Asia.
And what has been the reaction within Japan to the visit and the agreements reached? Is there broad support for this deepening of military and technological cooperation with the U.S.?
There seems to be fairly strong support within the Japanese government and ruling party for enhancing the alliance, driven by shared concerns about China's growing assertiveness and North Korea's weapons programs. However, some opposition parties are questioning whether the revisions to the military frameworks could draw Japan into conflicts. There are also concerns about how China might react. But overall, the geopolitical tensions in the region appear to be pushing public opinion in Japan in favor of a stronger U.S. alliance to balance against potential threats.
It will certainly be important to watch how this deepening Japan-U.S. cooperation affects the already complex diplomatic dynamics in Asia going forward. Thank you for this helpful analysis and context on a significant development in one of the world's most important bilateral relationships. All right. That wraps up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.